Brenda, oxo, O-X-O, is an adjective, and it means containing oxygen. I think the air is oxo.
Oh. It's not a very impressive sentence.
you get a check minus for that.
A big fatty's tank that he hauls around is very oxo.
There you go. That's better.
You're hamming it up. With Big Daddy. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Daddy.
Big Fatty has an oxygen tank now?
It's a fart tank.
Oh. It's a reverse. Yes, it's a fart tank.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
No, it's not a very impressive sentence.
you get a check minus for that.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1681 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of July 2014. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got more voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yes, Big Buddy, we hear it.
Y'all, that was, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are deadliest. Big Ready, why are we deadliest? Because, y'all, that was our crema selection today. It was, of course, Silent But Deadly Night. Big Ready, because of the Putin. It's true. Ready. And now we'll say goodbye to the Fade Driver, because you know he does not listen to little shows where the host laughs. Big Fatty's because he's an old fart himself. It's true. But anyway, y'all, let me just tell you, it was a good day in the coal mine on hump day. I hope you had a lovely hump day. Y'all, the Orange Hat was back in the office today. And y'all, I've got to come by and take care of a little, tie up a few loose ends. Big Fatty Mulca. And y'all, he came by and he was there like, about 10 a.m. in the morning till lunchtime, and then he was gone. But, y'all, I can assure you that in 3 years and 363 days, Big Fatty will not be coming back into the coal mine 2 days on the 2th of July 2018.
Big Fatty, if you do, I do.
No! No! I will not be doing it. You can count on that, Squeaky Kitty.
He loves the coupon segment.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. My play driver doesn't hear it, but we do. All right, y'all, during lunchtime on hump day, y'all went over to the Vons East, and y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale that I particularly wanted, but y'all, I picked up a couple of things. Y'all, the penny coupon was the tortilla chips. Y'all, I guess that's in celebration of Northern Mexico Day Tuesday. So I got that, and y'all, I just left them there in the coal mine, and they'll be munched up by close of business on the 3rd. I guarantee you, y'all. They had the Jolly Green Giant. Steam in the bag vegetables, buy one get one free. So y'all, I got a couple of bags of the sugar snap peas. Big Fatty, those are delicious with some butter on them. It's true. Y'all, I picked me up an onion, some ground round. Y'all, they had the I thought of Dr. Stone. when I purchased these, y'all, they had the emerald almonds on sale. And so, y'all, they will buy one, get one free. So I'm sure at the Vons out there in San Diego, Almond Ruttenbalka will be picking up some of those. But y'all, I got the dark chocolate flavored ones and the cinnamon flavored ones. Buy one, get one free. I left them in the coal mine. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer Thick Slice Bologna on sale. Buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I picked up one package of that. Y'all, I love the fried bologna. Do you like that, y'all? But it's only good. It's only good if you cut it on the radius, and you know, when it cooks, you gotta let it burn a little bit on the edge. Y'all, it looks like the Pac-Man. You know, or a Squeaky Kitty. Would you like to do the Pac-Man? Oh, that was perfect. My doctor is moving me to a different cholesterol medicine, so I had to get some niacin. So I picked up that. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the spaghetti, the low-carb spaghetti. On sale. I got some of that. And y'all, I spent $34.69. Oh, y'all, by the way, I looked old today. I spent $34.69, but I saved $22.32. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah, I see y'all went by the P.O. box, and y'all, all there was a recycling newsletter in there, so I picked it up. But y'all, I had that card from earlier in the week that the Robs sent to me, so I'm going to open it up right now. And y'all, it's your big, pretty, I love a card. And y'all, it's, let's just see here. Oh, big, pretty, look, it's a big old cock. No, I think that's a rooster. Oh. What? Okay. And it's a lovely impressionistic cock. Big Fatty, I thought you said it was a rooster. Okay. And it says, Dear Big Fatty and Poodle, it's to me too, Big Fatty. It says, I was able to catch up on the five little shows I had missed while traveling today. It was so nice to hear your dulcet tones. Parentheses, note to self, schedule that hearing test ASAP. Your dulcet tones again. Thanks for all you do, Rob One of the Robs. P.S. More cock, less pussy cat. Big Freddy, he's vulgar. But I wanted to look at the. Come on, Squeaky Kitty, let's go look at the cock over here. Oh, yeah, I say, oh. All right. We all like to look at cock. Big Freddy, vulgar. Big Freddy, Faye Driver's still not listening. It's true. Let's see what else about. Oh, I've got voice letters. Big Freddy, we already had the voice letter song. Well, I tell you what, let's go old school then. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hello, Big Fatty. This is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in for a big, huge breaking news. That's right. As many of you know, Daniel and Adam have taken a hiatus over the summer to work on Pride 48, and they have left their 10 o'clock slot open for little me, no, big me, whatever, to fill in. And I also want to announce that the celebrity death phone will still be functioning at this time. It is not the same number, however. They need to call my voice letter number, 989-372-1489. Once again, that's 989-372-1489. Don't worry, I have a team of expert crickets who will be taking dictation, and they will make sure that your voice letters get to me so that we can talk about the celebrity debt. So again, that's Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on Pry48.com. I'm bringing the crickets, I'm bringing the desk phone, and who knows what else. And wouldn't kill you, by the way, to be in the chat room. I'm just saying. Bye.
David, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, and that's just wonderful breaking news. Big Fatty, you didn't even hear it. Well, I'm sure it was wonderful breaking news. And anyway, David, it's always just always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty. I was sitting eating my breakfast this morning. High fiber bran, and I was looking at my back door and I suddenly thought, why does that annoying back door open inwards and take up heaps of space in my kitchen? And I thought, why do they do that? And how would I ever find out why they always make the doors open into your house and waste space? And I was sitting there and I thought, ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the
how much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the little Aussie battler down there in the future, and y'all, since he's in the future, he already knows the answer, but Scotty, what's your question?
So, that's why I'm ringing to ask you, Big Fatty, why do the doors from the outside of your house open inwards and waste space? Okay, thank you for calling, bye.
Scotty, thank you for calling. First of all, thank you so much for the call. And it sounds to me like that high fiber brofkas is doing the trick for you. First of all, Scotty, this is an excellent question. An excellent question. And one that Big Fatty really is well schooled on. And it may not be obvious to the general homeowner about this, but Scotty, the reason that the doors open into your home, first of all, it is a symbol of congeniality, to welcome people into your home. So you open the door into your home, but more importantly, it's a matter of practicality, it's because if it opened out when you went to open the door, you would just knock the person over, and then you'd have a lawsuit, and then you'd lose your home. Big Fatty, no, I don't want to lose his home.
Hello. Happy Bacon. Clark, I have a question. Okay.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we have our second Ask Big Fatty question today, and comes to us from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, what's your question?
Vera records the Friday show on Friday, but doesn't record them live on the stream, but has tweeted me a question and answers them as they're coming in. How does that work?
Well, first of all, thank you, Miss Bacon. That's lovely to hear you. Oh, are you not done?
You know what I mean?
No. Yes, I know what you mean. Yes. It's an excellent question.
Bend it, break it, move it, fix it.
What?
Anyway.
What?
It's a tech question.
Oh.
I think it's a tech question. I mean, I'm talking technically. Question.
Okay.
Tweet me a question.
Yeah.
Just answer the question, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Big Fatty. Well, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, you'll have to excuse me if I've played the wrong music, because y'all, I thought it was an Axe Big Fatty question, but evidently it was a technical question. But she did Axe Big Fatty a question. And Miss Bacon, I can assure you, there's a very simple answer that does not involve technology, because remember, we're talking about the old gal. The old gal, when she does tweet me a question, she pulls out a number two pencil and she writes down the questions, and then she looks at a little piece of paper and answers them. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's Guru Nudie in Tampa. And you know, I have pretty much decided to attend the Pride 48 event in Las Vegas this year. And since you follow me on the Twitties, you've probably noticed I've been hitting the gym about 5 or 6 days a week. No, really. And I'd like to continue that regimen while I'm staying at the glamorous Excalibur Motel. So my question to you is, do you think Adam Burns would be my little workout buddy while we're there? You know, I've always thought of Adam as the little nephew I never had. And in fact, he can call me Uncle Nudie. And since you're the sergeant at arms of the podcasting community, I thought, who better than to bounce this off of? Anyway, take care, man. Ciao.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Guru Nudie in Tampa. And Guru Nudie, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. Lovely to hear your voice, even though the next time perhaps not wait until you're out of the wind tunnel before you call. Big Fatty, it sounded like he was in Scotty's car. Scotty's old car. I don't remember what it was called. What was it called? Hoot? What was it called? Scotty, you'll have to call me back and remind me what your car. I'd ask the Faye driver, but he long since turned the little show off. But Guru Nudie, here's my advice to you. Adam is used to having uncles make advances on him. Oh, dear gussie, make advances on him, and I think he would feel right at home. And in fact, I would consider this, in your case, I would consider this a duty. A duty. Big Fatty, clean that duty up. Check the bottom of your ship. Not that kind of duty. But I would consider it a duty of yours to make yourself available and make advance. Work out with that Adam Burns. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the Lotsel over there. And Dr. Stone, as a cunning linguist, what did you think of Guru Nudie's question today?
Oh, it's not a very impressive sentence.
you get a check minus for that.
Oh, Guru Nudie, you get a check plus. At least you're coming to Vegas.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.